This is Shay.
Hey Shay, this is Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff. Is this a good time to chat?
Sure. Sounds great.
I see you filled out a web registration and you were interested in some working capital.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So let me just confirm some info from you and then I'll answer any questions that you have, okay?
Sounds good.
Company name is Dewey Weber Surfboards.
That's our DBA. Our actual corporation is Dewey Weber International.
Dewey Weber International. Okay, and what's the business structure over there? Is it like a sole prop? S corporation.
We are an S corp. Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
Dewey Weber International. We incorporated in 2007. The Dewey Weber brand, which my dad started, has actually been around since 1960.
Oh, wow.
So we reincorporated for some family structure reasons just to protect other members of the family. So
okay.
But the brand Dewey Weber Surfboards has been around since 1960.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
What did the brand originally start out as?
Just Surfboards by Dewey Weber. And I was one of the sort of the founding fathers of the surfboard industry as we sort of know it today. So.
Okay, okay. And are you the 100% owner over there?
I am, yeah.
Okay. 100% owner. And the address is 1321. Is it?
Calle Valle is how you
pronounce it. Calle Valle. There you go. I knew I was going to butcher that, so. I'll let you fill it out. And that's San Clemente, California, correct?
It is, yeah.
Great, great, great. You're nice and close. We're over here in La Jolla.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I saw the 858 number. I figured you guys were down there somewhere.
Yeah. And
it's not a bad place to be.
No, it's not. Definitely not. And your email, best email to reach you?
Shay, S-H-E-A, at DeweyWeber.com. DeweyWeber.com.
Okay, great. And is this the best number to reach you? I take it it's your cell phone or?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we have many different programs available depending on your specific needs. So let me know what you're looking to do and I'll kind of point you in the right direction from there.
We are mainly just looking for some working capital to help with some cash flow, some inventory. The year started off slower than anticipated, and we have things have picked up, and we have a ton of surfboards on order and in production. And so we're looking for some working capital just to keep things moving along, so that we can get back on track. Really.
Okay.
We've got so much money tied up in production that we want to keep that flowing smoothly. And just coming, like in years past, starting the year slow is sort of normal for the surf industry, and it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But the recession has been really, really tough on us, like it has been a lot of people. So we just didn't have as much sort of cash reserves to as we would like. So we're just looking for something to just sort of bridge the gap and keep us on track.
Okay. Okay. Definitely. How much are you guys looking for?
On the high end, 25,000, on the low end, 10 or 15,000.
Okay. So anywhere between 10 to 15,000.
Yeah.
Okay. And, what did your sales look like last year? Gross annual sales.
Last year?
Yeah.
We were about 250,000.
Oh, okay. So with our working capital, we can generally free up between 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales.
Okay.
So at 250,000, you know, if you're looking for the high end of 25, then that's definitely something we should be able to work with. What does your credit look like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Probably somewhere in the middle. And the challenge that I think we're going to have, which, you know, obviously this is not going to prevent me from at least
trying to work with you guys. That the year started off, like I said, tough for us. And so our bank statements are going to reflect that. So even in the last couple of years, you know, we had much more positive cash flow through the beginning of the year because the year started uncharacteristically good the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just to be transparent, I don't know, my personal and our business credit's going to probably be somewhere in the middle.
And you say your bank statements are they negative or are they just low or?
I think the first few months of the year, yeah, I think there's going to be some negative issues. I think it's probably better the last month or two. I mean, you guys will have to take a look at that.
Yeah, definitely. Do you guys take credit cards as payments over there?
We do, yeah. Yeah, we sort of are in a position where we sort of have to take everything.
Yeah, definitely. So you have, so you'll have merchant statements as well?
We will, yeah.
Okay, so we'll take a look at those as well. And you said you're using for cash flow and inventory. What kind of inventory?
Well, in regards to, like, our business, we are sort of a pseudo, we manufacture, we wholesale, so we sell to other surf shops and we have distributors overseas and things like that, and then we also have a small retail factory showroom. So we do carry, albeit we've narrowed back our inventory through the recession, we do carry inventory of surfboards, t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, basically branded merchandise here at in the factory showroom. In the good old sort of pre-recession days when we were, our gross sales were four times what they are now, we had quite a bit more inventory. But our wholesale business was much bigger than it is currently. So we were able to sort of support that inventory because we were moving so much more volume via our wholesale account.
Okay, so are you looking to kind of up that inventory in the showroom, or?
Our direct-to-consumer, so our walk-in business and our web business is the part that we focus the most on through this recession. It's the one thing we can sort of control is talking directly to our customer, getting them to come here and getting them to order online. So, yeah, it's that inventory. It's not an exorbitant amount of inventory, but it's an inventory that at the end of the day we make a better margin on selling direct anyways, and so it's important to make sure that we have, again, not a crazy inventory, but inventory to sell here in the store.
In the actual
because
store,
the store inventory actually supports our web. And it's not like we have a separate warehouse.
Yeah.
Everything comes and gets pulled from here, so it's important that we have it.
Okay. No, totally makes sense. And what would be your return on investment on the loan based on, you know, how much money would you be able to make from it, especially if you're using it for inventory?
For us, we would, be able to essentially on the hard goods, double our money. Margins are a little thinner on the hard goods than they are the soft goods, but on the portion that's dedicated to the soft goods inventory, probably triple our return.
Okay, so it's definitely something that can really help you.
For sure, it's everything for us.
If we can't
sell and we can't, especially on the surfboard side of things. We're not sort of a low end run of the mill, you know, every man's sort of surfboard company.
Mm-hmm.
We're like the top of the line, you know, and so for us to be able to satisfy our customers is a big deal, and that boils right down to the time it takes for somebody to walk in. If they don't see it on the rack, they can still
purchase a custom surfboard where we'll build it for them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this cash flow will help expedite that process as well. Things are taking much longer than they should already. And we don't need our inability, you know, to pay the production guys to do their job to hold it up. We need to, you know, the minute we take an order, we start to basically invest in that person's product getting done. And the longer it takes, the longer we have money invested in it, and we need to get that money out. So that keeping that flow up is super important as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. Definitely makes sense. Okay, and do you guys have any working capital loans out right now, or have you had them in the past?
No, we did have one with another company, and which we just paid back in full and finalized, and you know, it was helpful and beneficial, and all of, you know, we were hoping to be first that summer would have gotten here a little sooner, but it sort of is what it is, and you know, we're looking to do basically a very similar sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And who is it with, do you mind me asking?
Company by the name of Swift Capital.
Swift Capital. And how was your experience with them?
It was okay. It was all right. I mean, nothing. I don't have any really real gripes or, you know, I'll say this, and that probably has more to do with you than anything else, but in the one conversation I've had with you, this is far more personal than anything I did dealing with them.
So, yeah.
we're a small family-run business, and sort of spend that extra time just caring a little bit about the people that we deal with, so it's nice to get that.
Yeah, that's a big part of us here, too, is, you know, we're a relationship-based bank, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. For that working capital loan, how much did you borrow, and what was the payback?
I think we borrowed, I want to say $12,000 or $15,000. I think it was $12,000.
Okay.
And it was set up on a weekly payback.
How much were the weekly payments?
Well, they set it up. It was sort of interesting. They set it up as a working line of credit, and so we took an initial draw, I think of $5,000, and then we took the remaining draw maybe a month later. And so we basically had two payments coming out, one at the beginning of the week and one at the end of the week. It, all in all, was about $600 a week. I think one was three something and the other one was two something.
Okay. And do you know what the total payback on it was after all was said and done?
Not off the top of my head.
No?
Looking,
but it was about 600 a week.
It was, yeah.
And how long was the term on that?
Let me see if I actually can find. Most of this has that info, but I mean, I have payoff information.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see it. I mean,
okay,
I
that's
certainly
fine.
Find that information or ask them for it, but
okay, yeah, that's fine. So have you looked anywhere else for this loan or
not in a month or two. I did look a little while ago, and you know, the response, I can't remember who we looked with.
Mm-hmm.
but it was sort of right in the period where we were really hurting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, they couldn't do anything because of the negative issues on our bank statement.
And, okay.
So we just moved forward and, you know, did what we needed to do, and here we are.
Okay, definitely. No, yeah. And just, you know, just as curiosity, what do you have a plan B if you can't get this loan, like what you guys would do from then on?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're not going to go out of business. I mean, that's not, that's sort of not even an option, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in years past, we grew the business, you know, again, we're a small family-run surfboard business, but we grew the business to about $1 million in gross revenue between 2005 and 2007. And so even in those years, you know, I was a really young businessman, and I didn't even know programs like this existed. And had I would have done stuff like this sooner because it would have helped in a lot of scenarios. Our challenge is, you know, I don't have a lot of collateral. I don't own my home. And so going to my bank, who I have a long-term relationship with, just really isn't an option. They have so many funding restrictions.
Oh, yeah.
That, yeah, I mean, and so for us, you know, it wasn't until things got really tight that, I started getting stuff in the mail whereas before I was just tossing it in the trash, I started to look at it a little more closely.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of where we're at. But, you know, I could, if we don't get this, like I said, we're not going anywhere. We've been around for 56 years. That's not going to happen. I have some friends and family and stuff that I could go to and maybe come up with something? Yeah, maybe.
yeah.
But that's always a little, I don't want to say, you know, you're going to eat a little humble pie when you go and do that. But
oh, definitely.
I'm sort of past that point anyways. This, even though I could probably go borrow the money from someone I know, and quite frankly, could probably do it for less than what I could borrow it from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Or I still like this scenario better. Because you get family and friends involved, and that isn't always a great thing.
It can get messy.
It can.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. And we kind of want to keep, you know, personal and business separate there.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah. So, going forward, I would just need, you know, a couple documents from you.
Uh-huh.
It is a one-page application, 6 months in bank statements, and because you guys take credit cards, 4 months in merchant statements, and then last year's tax return. Do you have 2015 or?
No, I have 2014. We filed an extension. Just filed. I don't even think I have a completed copy of our 2015 yet.
Yeah, that's fine. We could work with 2014.
Do you need the whole thing or just a page of it? Or?
I believe the whole thing, yeah.
Okay.
And, and then I can get you, you know, we can kind of get it submitted. And how soon are you looking to have the capital?
Well, as soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
You know, I know stuff like this sort of takes time. And as soon as possible.
Okay, yeah. I mean, here we can work fairly quickly. We could probably have an answer once you get it to me within, you know, 48 hours. So that's definitely something we can work for with you. So I can go ahead and send it over to your email.
Okay.
And I'll send over the application and just, you know, the short list of things that I would need from you.
All right.
When do you think you'd be able to get those back to me?
Pretty quickly, yeah. Yeah, pretty
fairly quickly. Okay, when's a good time to follow up with you then? Like if I don't hear back from you.
You don't hear back from me, I mean, you could follow up with me tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning?
You know, say after 10.
Okay, sometime after 10 tomorrow. Okay, sounds good. So I'll go ahead and send over that email. If you have any questions or anything like that, you can either email me back or you can call me. So, and I will follow up with you tomorrow around probably 10:30.
Sounds good.
Sounds good?
Yep.
All right, so I'll go ahead and send that over, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye. Have a good day.